On February 3rd, Peterborough City Council voted against taking $150,000 from the Social Services Reserve to create a temporary emergency shelter to protect unsheltered individuals from extreme cold weather. Councillors Alex Burke and Keith Riel brought this motion to council because, as it says in the motion, the existing shelter system remains insufficient to meet the immediate needs of the community.
There's an absolute need for a secondary emergency shelter to be used on an as-need basis. There are 352 people on our by-name priority list that are homeless and marginalized. We have 66 people that are unhoused and living in tent encampments around the city. There are currently 23 illegal tent sites identified by our City Enforcement Division. And as a result of insufficient shelter resources, there's no escalating enforcement or cleanup efforts taking place in last week. Calls continue to come in from residents and businesses in the affected area with no plan in place to house the homeless.
And we have an opportunity tonight to enact our staff to find emergency shelter for people that are currently living outside while we work on, as a council, a long-term plan to find people a more sustainable, supportive housing model, which we all know we need.
The notice of motion does not include any information about where this shelter would be or which organization would operate it, but Burke and Riel, as co-chairs of the homelessness portfolio, suggested multiple times that they have a plan with city staff if this motion were to pass, that the Brock Mission would staff the shelter, and that it would cost between $12,000 and $14,000 per week to operate. However, when city staff was asked for these details, Commissioner Sheldon Laidman did not provide those answers.
Those are all questions that certainly we as staff would have, and I don't think are insignificant.
Okay.
You know, who is going to operate something and where it can be operated? Bluntly, those are very difficult conversations.
Mayor Leal and Councillor Leslie Parnell both spoke about the things that the City of Peterborough is already doing to house the homeless.
We have, as a council and staff, as taxpayers, done quite a bit in this area. To the tune of the homeless file is over $11 million. And that's provincial money, city money, $208,000 of it's from the county of the $11 million.
Parnell elaborated on all of the services currently offered by the city and closed with her stance on this temporary emergency shelter.
So I can't support the notice of motion on this because we have done as much as we can do. And Mayor, you even said yourself we're out of runway on this. So thank you.
Councillor Riel, for a second time.
I'd like to know what price you put on a human life. Because that's what we're talking about. 66 people that are living in peril. So would a counselor like to tell me what the price is for a human life? I can't put a price tag on it. All I know is what we're asking for tonight. It's $150,000 for an emergency shelter for a period of time to get us over this year. Not next week, not in the future, right now.
And after over 45 minutes of discussion, council voted, and the vote failed 4-7. The councillors who voted against the motion for a temporary emergency shelter were councillors Vasiliadis, Hakey, Beamer, Baldwin, Duguay, Parnell, and Mayor Leal.
So either you vote for it and you say yay or nay. If you vote nay, then you can live with, and I can't go to bed thinking about people living in these kind of conditions. Sorry, I can't do it. I cannot do it.
This has been Eddie Sweeney reporting for the Local Journalism Initiative and for CFFF FM 92.7 Trent Radio here in Peterborough, Ngozi Wenong.